fast. Yeah, that's my submission this morning. Asante sana.
Thank you so much for coming through, Tom. There's a lot we can say about this. If we can talk about, you know, sin and what people do, I think maybe the only difference is for those whose obscene material has been circulating and has gone viral is that the public has gotten to see. But I think we can agree that people do different things behind closed doors that people don't get to see, that the country doesn't really know about. Maybe that could be the difference there. And I guess that's why the church also are coming in and saying, you know what? Let's strengthen these teachings that we give. Jacob says, good morning, Jamaica. Let's not put pressure on the church. People spend less than a day at church, but spend more hours at home. Parents have a huge role to play. What about those who are the parents themselves? what does that mean? What gets to happen there? Who's supposed to be, you know, morally guiding who in this case? Because some of these things, you find that you have fully grown adults, elderly people sometimes, you know, and it's not always just the young people. Yes, in the recent past, the people who have been, whose, you know, videos have been circulating have been young people, but we've also seen in the past where there's older people. So that's just the honest truth. So what are we saying about that? But we'll continue this conversation in the third and final hour, because another aspect to this that I would like for us to talk about is the issue of distractions. Are we easily distracted as a people, where something can come up and it can easily sway us? It's very easy to sway Zambians, and Zambians will forget maybe about maybe something else that should be discussed. That's something we'll be talking about in this particular hour. It's 8:01. We'll be getting into the main news with Paddy Mugando. By the way, Mr. Konga passes his regards.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he won a 6,000 kwacha.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, great. He's my friend.
Yeah?
He's a very good friend of mine. We're very close.
Oh, okay. It's a great friendship, I guess, that should be having from this morning forth. All right, so that's with this general insurance. Remember, you could also be a winner as you get your insurance, and give us a call within the 5 minutes that you are given to do that once your name is mentioned at any time of the day. Let's get to the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Government to inspect Kikonge gold mine amid reports of continued illegal mining against presidential directive. ActionAid urges government to prioritize costly Bill 7. And in global news, UK and 27 other nations condemn Israel over inhumane killing of Gaza civilians seeking aid. With the main news at 8 hours on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary, Dr. Hapenga Gabeta, has disclosed that the ministry will next week conduct an inspection at Kikonge Gold Mine in Mufumbwe District of the Northwestern Province, following allegations of ongoing illegal mining activities at the site, despite the recent closure. The development comes barely 2 weeks after President Hakainde Hichilema directed the suspension of all illegal mining activities to allow for the formalization of operations, following a violent clash between civilians and security personnel, which left 3 people dead, including a woman. Highly placed sources have told Phoenix News that illegal mining has persisted at the site, despite the presence of heavily armed security personnel and the area being cordoned off, alleging bribery schemes that are enabling the continued operations, allegations Dr. Gabeta said he was not aware of. Meanwhile, mining expert Charles Mulila has urged government to speed up the formalization process, warning that delays may result in further loss of life and instability in the area.
just formalize, harmonize, help them with actually joint venture capital, just like Chile has done. It has got a small scale mining component within the Codeco bigger mining, you know, firm, wherever they have the mining outlet. There is always a small scale mining component, which actually employs quite a lot of people. And they also target, give them targets of production levels that they contribute towards what the many mining companies produce. So I feel, since we have this regulatory act in the Mineral Regulation Commission Act, there's another act under Section 4, which demands safety and environmental accountability.
And a concerned resident of Mufumbwe, Winston Mwewa, has appealed to government to prioritize empowering local residents with mineral resources instead of bringing in external investors.
Ngabamwa na Mzambia tuwachindikisha sana ama foreigners. Foreigner ngaisa. Ena tulamuposa kwa sana mano no kumupela limbi akwetepe nani kane teke nikono hawa akwetepe idea pasi ya mining ena mwala musuminisha mwala mpela nani wangu namba fuwebe na Zambia tuli chulo kula vuta ukulu mdo tachuwe mena chipipa fuwebe na Zambia nifuwa ubali ipa ya tachuwe mena chipipa sesana bafu hili shabani tukada bafu mbwe wonse baba chite impawa wonse bireta kwa investa na ngumu hawe badabe ene ba investa baliko pantu ebe na Zambia nifuwa ube ene no kukota tubote somba mbwe tutuwala hapale kwa munga tutuwala.
Action Aid Zambia Country Director Fides Temba Temba is advising government to urgently reallocate public resources from non-essential areas such as the costly constitutional reforms toward combating rising poverty levels in the country. Ms. Temba Temba has specifically questioned the 8.2 billion kwacha allocated to the constitutional amendment process under Bill No. 7, calling it an unnecessary expenditure, further questioning additional funds used by Justice Minister Princess Kasune for nationwide sittings related to the process, which has been declared unconstitutional. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Temba Temba has called for a redirection of significant portions of the current Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, and the 2025 supplementary budget to bolster social protection initiatives, particularly the social cash transfer program, in order to address deepening household poverty. She has emphasized that prioritizing such social support mechanisms would not only help cushion vulnerable citizens against the surging cost of living, but also ease pressure on the healthcare system by reducing illnesses linked to poor nutrition and inadequate livelihoods. Ms. Temba Temba has further stressed that setting the country's spending priorities right is critical to building resilience among low-income households and promoting sustainable development.
The government has apportioned 8.2 billion for a constitutional amendment process which is not even necessary. This social cash transfer needs resources. I think for me, if I were to choose between the two, I would go for the social cash transfer because it has a direct beneficiation to the Zambian people. So resources are there. What the government needs to do is to redirect resources, set priorities right, and take the resources where it matters most. When you look at the supplementary budget that the Minister of Finance has put across the House of Parliament, do we really need those resources channeled into all those the activities set in the supplementary budget?
Government says it will ensure to recover at least 70% of loans disbursed under the Sustainable Agriculture Financing Facility, SAF. In an interview with Phoenix News, Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo says it is important that there is continuity of the initiative through recovery of loans, which are designed to provide financial support to farmers at affordable rates. Mr. Mutolo has also highlighted that his ministry has also secured the loans at very low interest rates, making them more accessible to farmers. The minister has encouraged farmers to be responsible in repaying their loans to commercial banks, as the funds need to revolve in order to support other farmers in subsequent seasons. He adds that government is also working to ensure the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, pays farmers promptly, enabling them to meet their loan obligations on time.
Our role would make sure that Food Reserve Agency pays the farmers within a very short period of time, so that the